Hello, and welcome to my podcast, Titillating Stories. I'm your host, Nicole, and I will be reading my anal tutorial, written and read by myself. I enjoy anal sex a lot, but that didn't used to be the case. Just a little over a year ago, I avoided anything to do with anal sex. Mostly because every time I attempted it, it had hurt so bad that I wouldn't let the guy continue. I didn't just try once and then never again. I tried on multiple occasions with different men. My last boyfriend would literally beg for it. Every night, like some type of obsession. But no matter how much I tried, I could not let him past a few seconds and barely an inch. One time I had been snooping through his phone. I didn't find him talking to other girls or anything. I first encountered all different types of ass photos. If I thought that was shocking, I definitely wasn't prepared for the volume of videos he had saved. I never told him I saw his obsession, but it eventually broke us up. I was tired of the constant begging and knew I would never be able to give him what he craved the most. My ass. After Mr. Ass Obsessed, I fucked a few guys here and there. None of them really satisfied me. They were just okay. It wasn't until I met this older man when I was out having cocktails alone at a bar in town. His name was Jerry, and he changed my life. And he came here on business at least once a month. He had told me what he did at the time. It was something impressive but complicated. It had gone in one ear and out the other. He barely talked about his home life. I hadn't thought anything of it at the time. Later, I would find out that was because Jerry was married and they had 3 kids. His wife never found out about me because I was never more than a fun time while he was there. I never tried to be anything more and didn't want to be. I enjoyed our time together, but he wasn't the type of guy I would be in a relationship with. At least not at that time. I was too young and wanted to see what was out there. So, back to the cocktail bar. I was there alone because I wanted to try something different. My girlfriends were all about the club life and hooking up with random people. I was tired of that. The boys we met out were immature and didn't take care of a woman's needs. This weekend, I decided to go to a local cocktail bar that was located in a high-class hotel. I dressed to impress that night. I spent literally hours getting ready, from my clothes, hair, and makeup all the way down to my nails and toenails. I mean, you never knew if the guy was going to have a foot fetish or something. So I wanted every part of me to be perfect. I have to admit, I was a bit nervous going to such a classy establishment to drink. I'd given this a lot of thought, though, and knew I wasn't going to chicken out. If I didn't find a guy that was a decent fuck, I was going to go insane. I wanted older and more refined, as these younger guys are just about getting themselves off. They don't take the time to explore a woman's body and spend time bringing her to orgasm over and over before even thinking about themselves. Another benefit was that an older man would be much more discreet about our time together. The last guy I hooked up with made sure to let all his friends know. It was like a badge of honor for him to get laid. An older man has gotten laid enough that he doesn't need validation from others. I wanted to get fucked, but didn't want everyone to know or to start thinking I was loose or something. I also wanted an older man for his experience. He'd already have fucked a good number of different types of women. He'll know where to touch and how hard or soft to caress. I hate when young guys start sucking and twisting your nipples like hungry children, having trouble getting the milk to start. Or worse, when they play with your clit like it's not attached to your body. It's like they don't understand we can feel the lightest touch there. Yeah, they're digging in it like there's gold hidden there. If they even go down at all. There have been too many times when I've been all excited to have my body played with. And just to have him want me to suck his dick. Then slams it in without even caring if I'm even the littlest wet. If I'm lucky, I'll get an orgasm, but too often, they get so excited that their dick's in a woman that they come before you even get half an orgasm. Or their rhythm is so uncoordinated that your body can't orgasm. Then you just feel disappointed and wait for them to leave so you can finish the job yourself. I was going out to a classy establishment and going to find myself an older, more sophisticated man to satisfy my needs. Because, as I said, if I didn't find someone soon, I was going to have to resort to desperate measures. Since I was about 16 years old, I had started getting times of the month where I just became insatiably horny. Like, I need dick, and I need a lot, and it better be a good pounding. It was around 10 that night when I entered the hotel's bar for the first time, and most definitely not my last. I decided to have a seat at the bar. That way I would be more approachable and seen. I was on my second drink when he walked in. I noticed him right away because several females at the other end of the bar stopped jabbering to stare at him. He really had this classy air about him. His hair was dark gray with some lighter gray speckled throughout. He was wearing a dark suit that looked like it had been tailored just for him. And I'm sure it had been. His eyes were just as dark or darker than his suit. He took a seat a couple stools down from me, yet closer than the other women at the other end of the bar. They continued to giggle and started to try and flirt from across the bar. He didn't seem to take any notice of them. I watched out of the corner of my eye as he ordered a drink. They're drinking our drinks while the girls got bored and eventually left to go find a place that was more suited for them. After I finished my first drink, he made his move. After I ordered, he told the bartender to bill it to his room. I smiled and thanked him. His smile back was full of mystery and a hint of desire. We were practically the only ones there at the time, so I moved closer so I could get more properly thank this gentleman. I smiled as I sat down. I left a seat between us. I wanted to thank you for paying for my drink, I said. He took my hand and kissed the back of it. My pleasure, he said, smiling back at me. He had such an alluring smile, I felt myself melting inside. After some small talk, he asked, "So, what brings a beautiful young girl to a hotel bar all by herself?" This was the moment of truth. I could either make something up that he would believe, or I could tell him the truth and risk him becoming offended. He might think I'm a big slut coming out all dressed up to find an older man to take care of my carnal needs. After a little pause, I decided to tell him the truth. I decided if he thinks I'm a slut for wanting this, then so be it. I'd probably never see him again anyways. This is going to sound awful, I know. I just figured that this would be the best place to find the kind of guy I'm looking for, and coming alone would make me more approachable. I looked down at the bar, avoiding his eyes. I didn't want to see the look of disgust I thought must surely be there. I waited and waited, and he didn't say anything. Finally, I looked up and he was smiling at me. I know he could tell I was nervous and inexperienced in picking a guy up. I don't think that's awful at all. In fact, I like a woman that knows what she wants and goes for it. I smiled back. He made me feel at ease. I felt like I could tell him my deepest, darkest desires without fear of him judging or looking down on me. Just as I was thinking this, he said, "So tell me, if you were to meet the right guy here, what would make him different or better than what you're used to?" So many things went through my head. There were so many reasons. Well, I want to know what it's like to be with a man that's had years of experience pleasuring women. I'm tired of the guys that pretty much just put it in and finish before I even get to come one time. He nodded his head, signaling he understood why I would venture out of my comfort zone to find someone that could give me the pleasure I desired and deserved. "How is the search going?" he asked with a crooked smile. "Hopefully it's over," I said as I lowered my eyes to try and hide the nervous excitement I was feeling. "Shall we get another drink and head to my hotel room?" he asked bluntly. "Yes," I practically whispered. I was so nervous and excited at the same time. I was going to get what I wanted, but was still a little scared about having sex with a complete stranger. He ordered two more drinks and we left the bar. We didn't have to go outside since he was staying at this hotel. We took the elevator up to his floor and headed down to his room. My heart was beating so hard by the time we reached his room. It felt like forever as he searched for his room key. Once inside, I took a look around. I had never been in this hotel. It was way out of my price range. The room was big, with a large king-size bed in the middle. I walked over to the bed and sat on the edge, sipping my drink. He put on some sexy music and closed the blinds. I sat there not knowing what to do or really how I should act. He could tell I was nervous and sat down next to me to give me a little time to calm my nerves. He waited until I finished my drink, and after taking my empty glass and sitting it down, he turned to me. It was so perfect how he started that night. He took my chin in his hands, lifting my face to him so he could taste my lips. His kiss was soft and demanding. It sent chills down my spine. His lips left a hot trail down my neck to the sensitive skin of my collarbone. I let out a sigh as he continued his kisses further down to the swell of my breasts. My nipples hardened in response. They were begging for his mouth. Finally, he pushed my top down to free each breast. He sat back to admire them before lowering his head to lightly run his tongue around the nipple and gently sucking before moving over to the other breast. It felt absolutely amazing. He knew just how much pressure was needed. Too often guys act like they don't know your nipples are attached and sensitive. He laid me back as he continued the sweet assault on my nipples. My breasts felt so heavy and full in his hands. My hips began to move as the heat from his mouth traveled through me down between my legs. I knew I was going to be super slick when he touched me. I don't know why that made me nervous, hoping he wasn't going to get turned off by my dripping wet pussy. Later I remembered, because I had been with a boy once who had used gloves to finger me, because he didn't like how wet I got. He kissed a trail down my stomach, pushing my dress down as he went. Once he reached my waist, he lifted his head so he could finish pulling my dress off. He left my panties for a few moments, and then grabbed them from the front and pulled them up so my wet lips came out each side. He pulled a few times, letting me feel them against my clit and down my slit. "So wet," he exclaimed as he pulled my panties down and threw them someplace on the floor. My pussy trembled as it felt the cool, crisp air. I knew it would only take a light touch to push me over the edge. I wanted it so bad. I spread my legs wide, lifting my hips slightly to push my mound up towards him. His words drove me wild. I was on the brink of losing it, and he knew it. He pushed my legs apart, making sure I was completely exposed to him. He lowered his head and did something no guy had done before. Instead of straight to sucking or licking, he lightly blew on my engorged clit. "Oh my God," I cried out. My hips lifted automatically, my back arched. I was on the verge of release, and he gave it to me with one long run of his tongue from my opening to my clit, where he sucked. It was so intense, my body went stiff. I couldn't even make a sound for a few seconds. I thought I was as high as I could get until he slid a finger inside. Then two. He pumped his fingers in and out, driving my body back up until I felt my warm liquid flow out in a gush. "Yes, baby, come for daddy," he groaned out. He continued to pump his fingers until my body calmed and my breathing slowed some. He stood and I watched eagerly as he unbuttoned his pants. He took them down with such care, taking the time to fold them and set them neatly on a chair. Then came his shirt, which he again took his time. I was surprised at how in shape he was and how little hair he had on his chest. He had a sprinkle of gray hair, which made him incredibly sexy. I held my breath as he finally slid his boxers down. I was hoping he would have a decent-sized cock. I was not disappointed at all. Once it was freed, it stood rock hard. It was thick and at least 8 inches. I looked up to see him seductively smiling at me as I was absorbed in gazing at his cock. I lowered myself to the floor as he walked over. I wanted to be submissively on my knees while I sucked his juicy cock. My mouth was already salivating when I slid as much of his hardness in as I could. I sucked and licked him as I looked up into his tense gaze. I thought I was going to pass out for a second when he grabbed the back of my head and jammed his cock down my throat. He pulled me up, ready to feel himself inside my soaking wet pussy. Laying me down, he spread my legs wide. I was expecting to feel his thick, hard cock, but I was pleasantly surprised to feel his tongue caressing my clit. He made sure I was on the verge of coming before he stood up and finally slid himself deep inside me. His thrusts were long, and the rhythm drove me over the edge. "Yes, baby girl, yes, come for daddy," he moaned out as my body trembled and gushed on him. When my body calmed, he turned me over and onto my knees. I made sure to arch my back and put my ass as high as I could. He again surprised me by burying his face in my ass. He spread my cheeks and licked my tight, puckered asshole. He slid a finger in my wet pussy as he continued licking my ass. I was about ready to come when he straightened and slid his cock back inside my wetness. He pulled it back out, rubbing my wetness on my asshole. I didn't know at the time, but he was getting my ass ready for him. I realized this when he spread my asshole and I felt the pressure of something large against it. I was so wet and so relaxed and ready for that he was able to push a little more and then the head in. He was gentle and didn't try to push more, and he knew it would take my time for my body to get used to him. He held himself inside, giving my body time to relax around him before he began stroking himself in my ass. When my moans turned to cries of ecstasy, he pushed a little more into me, stretching my ass more. I had never felt an orgasm like this before. I buried my face in the bed to muffle my screams as I orgasmed incredibly hard. My tight ass and screams were too much for him. His thrust became hard and demanding until he gave one last hard thrust. I cried out as he unloaded inside my ass. He held himself inside for a minute after he was done coming. As soon as he pulled out, a warm stream of his seed came running out and down the crack of my ass, over my swollen pussy, and onto the bed. This was the beginning of what would be a very long standing appointment whenever he was in town. Well, thank you. And please come back for more titillating stories by your host, Nicole.